Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome. Thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agronovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Corn yields in the U.S. have steadily increased since the 1950s at almost 2 bushels per acre per year. The compounding effect of that growth is astounding, and it's largely driven by innovation and hybridization and breeding. One company is doubling down on innovation to drive continued yield gains, and their new CEO is here to share how. Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. Welcome, Brian Barker, CEO of AgriLion Genetics. Brian, is awesome to see you. Thanks for spending some time.
Thanks, Mitch, for having me. I appreciate it.
We are going to cover a lot of ground today. This innovation engine that we just talked about, driving yield gain, it's one that you've witnessed over the last 2 decades of leadership across ag bioscience. Before we dig into what's happening at AgriLion, Brian, we have to learn more about your story from Dow AgriSciences to now AgriLion. Help us fill in the dots.
Well, it's been a very interesting career. You know, sometimes you start off and it's, you know, it isn't exactly what you thought it would be. I mean, I grew up here in Indiana, went to school here, and didn't start in agriculture. I started with Dow Chemical up in Midland, actually in the automotive plastics business.
Wow.
Believe it or not. And then a few years later, I end up through a twist of circumstances at Dow Elanco, which was the venture between Dow and Lilly for their agriculture business, crop production business. And so that just set off this long string of opportunities, very different than I ever thought. Everything from marketing, sales, doing a global ERP implementation.
Always a good time.
Business.
Always a good time.
Doing things here in the U.S., doing things and, you know, living and working and traveling all over the world, which is something I never thought I'd be able to do growing up in Fort Wayne, Indiana. But probably the theme to most of it has been I've never really been in what I would call just a conventional role. It's always been in a situation where we're trying to build something, start something, fix something, grow something, change something to get more out of the business. So and then doing that all over the world with different cultures, it's been amazing. Really, really not what I expected, but maybe better than I ever could have hoped for. So,
when you look at this world you're in now, I mean, you talk about bringing unique parties together from all around the world. AgriLion is just an incredible example of that in itself. 20-year-old company, a joint venture between Lima Grain in France, KWS of Germany, companies that compete,
yes,
in Europe. And said, hey, you know, we think there's this U.S. opportunity. Let's get together. Let's do a JV. Share how AgriLion came to be and really that unique place you play in the market.
Well, the AgriLion that we have right now has been around for, like you said, a little over 20 years. But, you know, the companies that are behind it, you know, I guess we'll call them the parent companies, have been around for a long time.
Sure.
KWS has been around for 150 years.
Juggernaut.
Breeding company.
Yeah.
Lima Grain, arguably the largest co-op in the world in France. And they have been, you know, in the corn breeding business for a long time. So this was a great opportunity for them to take business interests they had here. This is a big market. It's a unique market, requires a lot of resources. And so it really is the network. You know, the company is the network. We sit right at the edge of it. We get all the big breeding capabilities, germplasm diversity that it takes to produce the products that compete here, which is a very high bar here.
Sure.
In this market. And at the same time, we can put brands in the market and be here physically to be very local. So it's a pretty unique combination that I was really excited to get back to.
And when you look at that magnetic pull that brought you to AgriLion, I mean, you've worked with farmers really your entire career. I mean, working alongside them, seeing what's happening in the field, you've seen a lot of variety across the competitive landscape. What was it? What was that tipping point at AgriLion that you said, you know what, I'm willing to step away from what I have been doing and go become a CEO?
It was, for me, it was a bit of a homecoming. I got to come back to, of course, I live here, I still live here, but I got to come back to the seed business where I did spend a lot of years.
Sure.
In Corteva and the heritage companies. I got to go to a company where I knew a lot of the people. We changed people a lot over the years between the different companies I've worked with and alongside of the AgriLion folks. I knew the company was a great company, special team, special people. the culture. So I was excited about joining that. Mm-hmm. And the other piece is, you know, in this business, in the corn market, it's a significant marketplace here in the U.S. in corn. A corn kernel is almost like a microchip more than it is a corn kernel. So the investment, the technology, and, you know, at the heart, AgriLiant is a corn breeding company and genetics company. And you really get back to the basics, and that's what we do. We really focus on that. We're built around that. Our brands, the technology, the genetics that we bring, that focus was something I was really excited to get back to. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not only that, it's just great people, great teams, great culture. I was very excited to come.
I love it. And for those that are maybe not as familiar with the AgriLiant brand, maybe familiar with the brands that they actually see along the side of the road, give us some of those brands, if you would.
Well, right now we have three brands operating in North America. North America is our scope. So we have, I'll start in Canada. I mean, we have Pride brand up in Canada, in Ontario. I was just up there a few weeks ago. They've been in that market for a long time, very successful. Again, very much focused on corn. Here in the U.S., we have AgriGold. And we have LG brands, and both of those brands originated, you know, right here in the core Midwest. There's still many of the assets and locations and people that have been with those brands for years and years, and I've had a chance to get out and meet many of those folks. I'm still a short timer, so I have a few more folks I need to meet. I'm doing that as fast as I can for those who are listening. But those brands have been longstanding, have great reputations, close to the market, and, you know, very centered on what they're doing. So it's been exciting to see them.
That's exciting. Well, we will look at what the future of AgriLiant and production agriculture is. We'll do it right after this quick 60-second break.
Being your own boss is a different kind of job. You have to work harder, smarter, and you can't afford to let your health slow you down. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau is there with more affordable plans for members who need to stay on top of their health so they can stay on top of their business, whether it's a farm or any other kind of company, concern, or enterprise. To learn more about medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau, visit infbhealthplans.com.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're joined by Brian Barker, CEO of AgriLiant Genetics. Brian, we opened up with a stat around this idea that Purdue University's come out revealed U.S. corn yields have increased since the 50s at almost 2 bushels per year per acre. In a world of increasing population, you see urbanization, sprawl, global instability. How are you and the AgriLiant team really looking at this next chapter of innovation to meet the demands that continuously evolve around the world?
Well, it's still, as the folks at AST always say, it's still first the seed. So, you know, we believe it's a very sustainable market. It's a very important market. Corn and as an industry is critical. So, you know, there's a lot of investment that goes into that. So, you know, I've talked before that, you know, that little corn kernel is almost more of a microchip than it is just a small piece of material. The amount of investment and innovation that goes into that, into the breeding and genetics, and trying to get everything out of that plant that you possibly can, not only through some of the biotech traits, insect resistance, herbicide tolerance, but also just the genetic potential of the germplasm. It's an incredible amount of investment and R&D that goes into that, including what we do. So, you know, those gains and some of the new technologies you're looking at, such as gene editing, which is something that you hear a lot about, that's just starting. There's a significant future there. We're doing that as well in our companies. And then also some of the new analytic tools, data mining, et cetera, that will allow us to really see into that massive amount of information that comes off of those breeding programs is really going to help us, I think, continue to do that and probably even accelerate that. So there's still a lot of problems to solve out there. There's still, you know, things like drought tolerance and flood resistance and, you know, disease resistance, sure, which is a big category, as well as just pure yield and plant structure, et cetera. So there's still plenty of space out there for companies to tap into. And there's a lot of investment at AgriLiant and other companies that are going into that.
It's an incredible era. I love your parallel between the kernel and a microchip. I mean, you look at the complexity of each one of those kernels, And then you look at new technologies, advanced or artificial intelligence, advanced analytics that you mentioned earlier. I mean, this idea of being able to, we've posted 2 bushels per year per acre, and you begin to add on, layer on these other contributing sort of tailwinds. I mean, the future is one that's almost hard to grasp of what's possible.
Yeah. And I'd agree. I mean, I look back, you know, 20 years ago, you know, when I first basically got into the seed business, and at that time it was cotton, but you look at the big field production row crops such as cotton and soybeans and sure. corn, and you just look at what's happened during that time, not just the biotech traits, but also just the yield potential and what farmers are getting, the stability of the products that they're putting out of there, the ability to emerge under stress, the ability to withstand all the pressures that are out there with Mother Nature every year. And then, you know, every year you keep seeing that average yield going right. up every single year, and new records of what farmers can produce if they really want to pour the resources into it. So it's pretty amazing what that little seed will do with all the work behind it. It's not surprising, but it's amazing what it'll do.
It's incredible. Well, we just rang in a new year, not just a couple weeks ago. You've been on the road a ton. My assumption is there's a pickup truck with a lot of miles on it. There's more miles to be added. As you're talking with farmers, you're out talking with folks in production ag, sort of across the ecosystem, what's on their mind heading into the 24 growing season? What are the concerns? What are the worries? What are the challenges that you're hearing from farmers? They say, hey, Brian, help us figure this out.
I mean, there's always the normal things that you hear. I mean, they're obviously concerned about, you know, commodity prices and about weather, you know, weather sure. usually starts the conversation. But from our standpoint, I mean, the thing I typically hear and focus on is, you know, these operations out there are getting more complex. They're getting larger. They're complicated business. And, you know, the producers that we're talking to and working with, you know, they want options. They want choice. They want options. They want the ability to find something that's going to fit their needs as closely as possible to try to make their life easier and make their output better. So that's really, at the end of the day, what we do. I mean, corn seed is a big part of their crop production. We try to offer a very strong option for them in terms of the service with the brand, the relationship with our agronomy team and our salespeople, and then obviously a good competitive product to try to fit what they're doing. And they want and need multiple options to make that happen. We also offer a lot of unique products that they're not going to find anywhere else, which is really what resonates most with them and really is unsolicited when I talk to them is, hey, you know, we really love the proprietary genetics and these unique products. It gives us some different choices, gives us some diversity in terms of how we spread our risk.
Sure.
So I hear a lot about choices, options, and, you know, how we play in that, which really, to me, spells a lot of upside for us.
You look at upside, you look at the impact on customers. Change in any business doesn't happen without leadership. Your first time being a CEO, you're bringing new ideas into a 20-year-old company. Help us understand what lessons in leadership are you bringing in to shape this next chapter of AgReliant? And what surprised you? You've been here now, let's say maybe a quarter-ish or so.
Yeah.
What surprised you so far?
You know, from my standpoint, I mean, everybody's unique and has unique backgrounds. I do too. I mean, I've spent many years working in these markets. I've spent many years, you know, in seed companies and businesses all over the world, and have, you know, led businesses, you know, outside the U.S. as well. But you know, you take all those experiences and you bring them back. All the diversity of the markets that you're in, the people that you've worked with, the situations that you run into. You know, a lot of it is, and you see this in your role, is how do you navigate through the challenges
right.
that come at any business? And those challenges, you know, can be the same, you know, shape and color in any kind of industry. So, you know, to me, it all starts with the people first. And you get to know the people and the teams and really try to motivate them and get them focused on what's important. I think, you know, sometimes in any business, especially today, it's a challenge to try to be able to handle all the things that are coming at you. You want to address every problem,
right.
every situation,
right.
every opportunity. Let's do 100 things, you know, halfway.
Yeah.
How do you really get that business focus back on what your strength is and just really do that 100%? You know, that is, I think the, you know, my main thrust right now in coming into the company and just taking this great company and really getting laser focused on what we're good at.
You know, there's such a unique opportunity in ag bioscience. AgriLion, a big piece of that is there's only one economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. It's this, right? It's food. Without food, microchips, vehicles, pick your favorite thing. Without food, it doesn't matter. And I have to imagine the team at AgriLion really united behind that effort to make sure people have food.
Yeah. And in a company like ours, there's many like this. You know, anytime you're in agriculture, I mean, it is a culture. The people that work in our business and many companies like it are, you know, very, very loyal and very, you know, very bought in and really focused on agriculture. They love it. They love to be on the farm. They love production agriculture. They love to be close to what the producer is doing. And, you know, seed business is, you know, it's a step away from you know, being a producer. But that is what they love. So I can tell you, I mean, top to bottom, it is a group of people that, you know, came from it, love it, want to be part of it. It's what gets them up every day. And it's not just people that necessarily grew up on farms or had production agriculture in the background. I mean, it's people that, you know, came out with a, you know, computer science degree, or people came out with a chemistry degree or a biology degree, or somebody that's really good with numbers, accounting and finance, et cetera. We're getting all kinds of people that want to be involved in agriculture, but they're bringing lots of different backgrounds to us. And so that diversity is really what makes it work. And we have that. And that's one of the things I love the most about it.
Powerful. All right, Brian, time for one more question before we have to wrap up. You're early in the job. You've come in, the board has said, hey, Brian, we want you to take care of a bunch of these things. What's ahead? What can customers expect from AgriLion? What can team members expect from AgriLion? And what can we here in the Midwest expect from AgriLion?
I mean, I think we're really going to just double down on what we traditionally have been strong at. You know, we are a corn genetics and breeding company. We have a very unique position to have the global background and network that we have in that area, you know, which really gives us our strength. And then we have that local play, you know, and you're out there in AgriGold or LG or Pride, and that's what the customer sees. So I think just doubling down on that combination, getting more focused on our strength, and continuing to leverage the network that we have to keep bringing those better products and those unique products that we have out there. Sometimes, you know, the best approach is just, you know, focus and stick to and be really good at your strength. And that's what they should expect from AgriLion.
Well, we look forward to watching and look forward to supporting however we possibly can. He is Brian Barker, the new CEO of AgriLion Genetics. Brian, thanks so much for spending time with us on Ag Bioscience.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mitch. Appreciate it.
And thank you for tuning in today. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.